This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure,
direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
...the Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
That's right, Frank.
And we invite you to visit us at FredandJeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to this Tome of Wisdom and Entertainment on iTunes, and actually like us or follow us. What's that? Tune In Radio?
Tune In Radio.
So we have like 9 followers.
Do we already have 9?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Very excited about
amazing,
it.
Amazing, Fred. Amazing. And I'm back. I'm back. I was able to ditch everyone who was trying to take a picture of me and post it online to win all your fabulous prizes. But
yeah, actually, your wife sent a picture.
Yeah, I know. She's an opportunist.
But it was disqualified not only because she is a family member of the Fred and Jeff Show, but because you had your hand in the middle of the camera, so all I could see was your hand and not your
My
head.
Left eye, right.
So we are having just a great time, and hopefully you folks all have enjoyed the shows in the past. We are on the road again today, downtown. Now, Jeffrey, did you enjoy any of the fun activities going on last weekend?
I was out of town.
That's right, you were.
I once again was out of town.
Yes, but we had the...
So tell me what happened.
Nothing much, really.
Well, there you go. You know, but there's a lot of stuff happening in Tucson.
So last weekend, Friday morning, was the inaugural kickoff of Sunlink.
Does Friday really constitute the weekend?
Friday yes, it
does. Morning, is that really the weekend?
Yeah.
Because, you know, most people work on Fridays.
No, I was up with a tequila and a cigar. I was actually, you know, Bill had me on the early morning show.
Bill...
Our station manager over at 104.1.
You were on the early morning show on Friday?
Yes, I was.
How come I have not heard of this?
Because you were out of town.
Yes, I was out of town.
So I was out there. We were talking about the modern streetcar. And then later that day, McCoy and I and one of his friends rode it downtown to go see a presentation at the Temple of Music and Art.
What presentation was that?
It was a musical called Anyone Can Whistle. It was horrible. Now, this is... I have to qualify this because it was a summer program that was sponsored by the Arizona Theater Company. And the kids, it was, you know, high school kids, the kids were phenomenal.
But?
They were... Oh, the singing was great.
However?
The acting was great.
However?
The book and the music.
The subject matter.
It was just a horrible musical. I mean, apparently it flopped on Broadway, and for whatever reason... They decided to revive it here in Tucson. No idea why, but the kids were awesome.
They were awesome, but yeah, it was a bad show.
It was a bad show. So we did the show. We tooled around downtown, taking the streetcar to various places. It was very nice.
Various places.
Yeah, and then Saturday we came out here. We actually rode end to end. We started at UAMC and rode it all the way to the Mercado. And then had dinner at the food trucks, came back onto Congress Street, wandered around, checked out a lot of stuff. And actually, I'm glad that one of our guests is here today because I have a bone to pick.
You actually did all this Friday morning?
No. This is Saturday now.
Oh, so the actual weekend.
The actual weekend.
Got it.
No, the weekend. That's midway through the weekend.
Okay, perfect.
So we went to the beach party.
So you had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But that's past tense.
Yeah, so
what's happening this fabulous August?
Oh,
is the children are getting ready to go back to school.
Lots of stuff. Actually, this coming Friday,
yeah,
at the Demeester Outdoor Performance Center is once again Cox Communications is doing Movies in the Park. Let's see, this Friday, August 15th will be Night at the Museum, starring Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, and Robin Williams.
And they just had Rin Tin Tin, The Adventures of Rin Tin Tin.
No, that was a couple weeks ago.
No, that was, dude, that was 2 days ago. Friday, August 1st.
No, Friday, August 1st was the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, I saw Rin Tin Tin on your little screen here.
Yeah.
So, Chronicles of Narnia.
That was
The Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, that was two days ago.
How was that?
Very Chronicles of Narnia-ish. You know, I am a bad person to talk about movies.
You really are.
Because I read the books, and then I go see a movie, and I am generally very disappointed. And I love The Chronicles of Narnia. The Voyage of Dawn Treader is one of the, you know, one of the highlights of that seven-book series, and the movie just was not good at all.
Though, for those of us that aren't as cultish as you, who saw the movie, thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hollywood standards.
I would say yes.
It was a good movie. So, yeah. That's going on. Our friend, the Zumba master.
Yeah, Laszlo Varis.
Laszlo Varis. The Pops Orchestra, their series, is kicking off, and it's only 30 days away. So September 7th is the first time. Now, there's
now you can go online and support the Tucson Pops Orchestra as well.
Yeah, and they actually have a CD, it's called Tucson Pops Orchestra Live.
CD. I think CD's actually in the name.
It's not.
Sometimes I get confused for it.
Yeah, obviously. So you've been away too long.
It's been glorious.
So the CDs are $20 each, and they also have some orchestra highlights at their website. But that's going to be kicking up really quick.
That'll be fun.
And also coming up, we'll be talking about more detail, is Second Saturday, downtown Tucson.
Right.
There's some stuff coming up with Arts Express, which I think is a group that that you...
The Southern Arizona Arts Council. Southern Arizona Arts Council.
No. This is different.
Okay.
This is called Arts Express.
Because, you know, Southern Arizona Arts Council is going to have their jazz event over at Tucson Country Club pretty quick, so you want to check that out. You're into jazz.
Right. And then finally, before we take our first break, we have the Heirloom Farmers Market coming up at the Retoed Racetracks. And that's going to be on it's today, August 3rd. So hopefully you'll go out there. It's pretty much all day. Lots of stuff to eat, drink, and be merry with.
Right. And folks,
they're having a parasol party.
Parasol party.
Yeah, so if you show up, they'll actually give you a parasol.
Sounds like something right up your alley. So, folks, remember, if you want to know more about what's happening in Tucson, you can go to Tucson Happenings website. They are the proud sponsor of our first segment. The calendar sponsor. So, TucsonHappenings.com, or roam around town and pick up a copy, and you'll have tons of stuff to do with your family here in the Old Pueblo. So stick around. We got lots more fun here on The Fred and Jeff Show, and we'll be right back.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
You are listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's exactly right, Fred.
And we are talking all things downtown. We're out on the road, and we are in the, the main bar of Hotel Congress.
And for a main bar, there's nobody having any libations here on this fabulous Sunday morning. We should have a Bloody Mary in front of us.
Bloody Maria.
The Bloody Mary bar is out there.
Ah.
Sunday morning, Bloody Mary.
Yeah, plenty of folks out there.
Yeah, partaking. Bloody Mary. It is, goodness. Excuse me a second. I have to go place an order.
And with us, as usual, in these lovely downtown shows, the vivacious Madam, Matron, Mistress of Downtown, Caitlin Jensen.
How are you guys?
We're doing good. And Caitlin, because I don't think we do it enough, you actually work for the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Correct.
And your role there is what?
I'm the marketing and PR manager.
Perfect.
So it's my duties to talk about and promote all of these fantastic things that are going on downtown. And trust me, there's a lot.
Yeah, well, I want to start, because I wasn't here in town for it, I want to get your spin on how the big kickoff pool party, beach party, Tucson downtown streetcar thing went.
Oh, it was perfect. We couldn't have asked for anything better. That was, what was that, last Friday,
right,
the day the streetcar finally opened. We had a great turnout for the streetcar. Then at night, the weather cooled off. We had a big storm that was threatening to roll in. There was no rain, just the temperatures dropped maybe 15, 20 degrees. It was gorgeous out. So we had a gigantic beach party on what used to be this asphalt lot. It was just, all it did was just radiate heat all day. You couldn't even park on it. And we at the Downtown Tucson Partnership with many sponsors, including Cox Communications and Staker Person and so many wonderful community members, got together. We threw on a bunch of really high quality AstroTurf on the beach. We have 172 tons of sand laid out on the beach.
Where did you get 172 tons of sand?
I have connections, let me tell you.
That was
Staker Parson, the wonderful company that donated.
They
weren't
digging up bodies in the Rito or the Santa Cruz?
The Santa Cruz
I'm under obligation not to discuss that.
No, the Santa Cruz is just over less than a mile away.
Wow, I wonder if there was any Santa Cruz river trout habitats damaged.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We have to preserve the historic river trout.
Perfect.
And make sure that we still keep all of the mermaid remains in place, because that will come into play later.
Absolutely. So cool. So it was a huge success.
Huge success. We had amazing music from Sticks and Fingers, the Modines, No Reply, and the amazing Tom Walbank. Kids were out playing volleyball, bocce ball, ping pong. Adults were playing all of the same things too. Beer garden. It could not have been better.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
Were the go-go dancers part of the bands, hired guns, or were they just spontaneous people who showed up?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
That was great. I mean, that was wonderful, those guys out there dancing with phenomenal bands.
Oh, phenomenal bands. We have such talent in Tucson. It's overwhelming, the amount of support that we get. And it just shows that when you create an event like this, a space for the community to come out, the community really appreciates it and they want to take part of it.
Well, here's the best part. The party's not over.
Not even close.
After moving 100 million tons of sand, you want to get as much out of moving that sand as possible.
Absolutely. My back's still sore from tucking all that in. So
what else is going to happen out there on the downtown beach?
Well, we're partnering with a lot of great local businesses, including Club Congress and Playground. And they will be out programming the beach. In fact, they were out this past weekend doing some amazing things, great parties. But they
now,
won't stop. They're doing it again.
When you say programming the beach,
music,
are there like robots
fun
out there? Or
yes,
computers?
Yes.
Yes, someone,
we don't discriminate.
Get your app. Okay.
Yes. We have music, booze. You know, these are some people with amazing talent who create wonderful events every single night in Tucson. And we somehow convince them to do the same thing, not just at their place, but over at our place too. So they want to be part of this. And from what I've seen so far, they are doing an amazing job.
And the goal here is to try to get as many people down here to downtown Tucson to figure out what's going on.
Yes, if you haven't been here, I mean, come on, we have a streetcar, we have a beach, we had Flash in the Past and Pizzeria Bianco just open. I mean, my goodness, this is the downtown that I think Tucson has always wanted and is being built by people who care about this community, who are passionate about it, who want to see it grow and want to invest in their hometown. So I think that's something that we can all believe in.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's great.
And it's great to see the community embracing that.
Oh, the support we've received has been amazing. And the fact that we've just seen more and more businesses open, more and more people downtown packing the bars, packing the restaurants, packing the museums. I think that there's a real demand for even more of this.
And we have our friends opening up the new grocery store down here pretty quick, right?
Yes.
Johnny Gibson's
grocery store is coming in.
Yep, in December,
so the growth
hopefully.
The growth hasn't stopped.
No, it hasn't. It's just, it is mind-boggling sometimes for me to step away and see how much is happening and how much public opinion has really changed and embraced downtown and decided that they want a community that they can support. And that's exactly what's happening here.
And you guys at the Downtown Tucson Partnership are at the forefront of that, helping everybody understand how important it is to have a vibrant downtown.
We'll take all the credit, but no. No, it's a lot of, it's us, but it's a lot of other community members. The changes at Rio Nuevo and leadership and transparency have been a huge deal to really let people know that this is legitimate. This is doing it with stuff with the best public interest at heart. The mayor and council have been at the forefront of supporting downtown, embracing downtown, and really driving this growth. And the Tucson community, we couldn't do it without these local business owners who come in and the people in Tucson who support them.
It's funny you bring up the mayor and council, because I remember when my brother Fred was on the council. And Fred, during your tenure on the council, isn't that when they kicked off the Rio Nuevo?
Yes, it was.
And way back then.
Back in 1999, we got the enabling legislation from the state. We took it to the people of Tucson, and they voted overwhelmingly to support the notion of revitalizing our downtown, and then we started the process.
And Fred, is this what you, a little Ward 6 council guy, is this what you kind of had in mind?
It's actually yes. This is exactly what I planned.
Really?
Exactly.
100%.
So we'll give you all the credit.
No, but, you know, it's funny. Michael Crawford, who was a council member prior to me, used to say this really cool thing. He said, you know, there's a lot of people spending a lot of time, effort, energy, treasure, setting the table for the folks in the future. And the stuff that we did back in 99, through the early 2000s, wasn't sexy. It wasn't, anything great, but it laid the foundation for the success that we're seeing today. And knowing that happened under my watch and, you know, the subsequent councils, and fundamentally it's been the business sector that stepped up and really made this happen, because, you know, government, it's not the role of government to do this, and they are typically always a failure when they do it on their own. But we laid enough foundation that we enticed the private sector to come in and make billions of dollars investment into our downtown.
Yes. And it's working.
We're estimating $1.5 billion or so, give or take, along the entire streetcar line.
Wait, say that number again?
$1.5 billion, give or take.
Yeah, that's about what I thought.
Yeah.
$1.5 billion?
Yes, not just in downtown, along the entire streetcar route.
So how do we substantiate that? How do we prove $1.5 billion is a lot of money?
We have a lot of investment records. A lot of it is self-reporting, so that's why we're saying it's an estimate. But we have pretty good facts to back up. You know, if you have a, 90-room hotel that you're building or housing, there's a certain cost that comes to that. There's a range, absolutely.
Yeah,
but you're not getting it done for $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah, you have all the housing. You have, and it's not only the multifamily or the apartments, but you're seeing reinvestment into the neighborhoods around the downtown. Single-family housing. If you think about what John Wesley Miller did at Armory Park Del Sol, just by itself is, you know, millions and millions of dollars in that little project. Mm-hmm. But you have Jim Campbell putting up these apartments. You have the infrastructure pieces of the car parks. When they put the light rail in, there was millions and millions of dollars in infrastructure. See, this is the not sexy stuff. So sewer lines, water lines, electrical utility, all that kind of stuff.
Even just really basic stuff, like making sure that the cables under the ground, the communication cables, are enough to support the maximum development of a particular parcel. So if you can build a 9-story building, but you only have the power, the infrastructure to build a 2-story, that's a lost opportunity.
And so not everybody can. Not everybody can pull free Wi-Fi from Club Congress, though, right? So they got to build that for everyone to get.
Everybody at Club Congress certainly can.
Yeah, but not everyone downtown.
No, so not quite that power.
And I think that's important. I think that's stuff that people don't understand when they say, when you guys say $1.x billion, you got to remember that a lot of that
billion. With a B.
Yes.
$billion.
Yes.
A lot of that is infrastructure.
There is a lot of
infrastructure. Had to be put together. And Fred, that started under your watch.
Yeah. I mean, but that was really what the goal was, is... This is what is frustrating about being a public figure, is that if people don't see things immediately, you know, you get hung for it. But if you look at Mill Avenue in Tempe, if you look at, you know, the Riverwalk in Texas and all those places, they took at least a decade to get where they're going. And we're pretty much on track, on par for the normal course of redevelopment of a major portion of a city. And it's something to be very proud of.
Well, I think it's a testament to the business community.
Oh, more so than the government.
Yeah, even with all the monkey business with the money originally, it's really working down here because of the business community. So thanks, everybody, for what you've done. Folks, you got to come down here and see what's going on downtown. If you haven't been down here yet, you are missing out. You will not believe it if you haven't been down for a while. So we've got more here on the Fred and Jeff Show. Stick around because we've got to take a break to pay the bills. And we'll see you shortly.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
Right?
You're listening to the Fred and Jeff Show.
Dun, dun, dun! Da, 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 da. What is this you're listening to the Fred and Jeff Show?
Yeah, you know, I've been listening to a lot of NPR and, like, Diane Reed.
Goodness gracious, Fred. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. Is that a pretty good Diane Rehm imitation?
I guess.
Okay. So we are celebrating the
people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes, and even follow us.
Follow us on TuneIn Radio. And folks, you don't have to get your email all spammed up. You can just follow us when you want to. A little down-home humor here in the old Pueblo. Here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Speaking about spam, you should also subscribe to the newsletter.
Yeah, that is spam.
It only comes once a week.
So it's not too much spam.
It's only a little spam.
Little spam.
Yeah,
spam.
Does the eggs in spam have any spam?
I want. Yeah, no. It's just got a little spam.
Yeah, that's right. So we are.
I don't want spam.
Well, I'll take your spam because I love spam.
I love it.
So
sorry, folks. It's our Monty Python routine.
Yeah, that really
sucks.
There's
some lovely filth down here. Ooh, okay. Who are you?
I am Arthur, King of the Britons.
I've been on the show for a while, so I've got to get it all out of me.
Oh, my God. So we are at Hotel Congress, the historic Hotel Congress in our beautiful downtown. And we've been talking to the beautiful Caitlin Jensen. But we also have a lot of other folks here who have contributed.
Patiently waiting.
Significantly contributed to the continued success of our gorgeous downtown.
That is correct.
So I don't know. You know, I wasn't paying attention during the break. Who are we talking to first?
Caitlin Jensen.
That's right, because we want to talk about Second Saturday.
That's right.
Yes. We were talking before the break about kind of the things that really helped revitalize downtown Tucson and make it into this great place that it is right now. And I can't believe none of us mentioned the great work of Second Saturdays, the brainchild of Fletcher McCusker, which has been going on now for quite some time and was really started when there still weren't a lot of folks coming down. And just the great programming, it's not downtown Saturday night, but it did so much to raise awareness in the community, and is still going stronger than ever. So just wanted to let you guys know that this coming week is Second Saturday in downtown Tucson.
And I will be getting some poutine.
Poutine.
I saw your poutine truck, yes. I thought of you.
What's the name of that poutine truck?
I don't know. It's
the poutine truck?
Isn't it? There's a beaver, like a beaver name.
Yeah, it's a Canadian thing.
Yeah.
Well, I thought
yeah.
Poutine was like from Duck Dynasty.
No, it's from Canada.
You want to go get some poutine, Fred?
America's Hat has created poutine, and it's beautiful.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I'll stick with the chorizo.
Yeah, it's good too.
I'm with you over there.
So Second Saturdays.
So Second Saturdays is coming up this Saturday, and they have a huge lineup, as always. There's street performers. Businesses will be open with specials and discounts and whatever they have going on. And then over there on the Scott Avenue stage, we have Tucson Circus Arts. We have the Barbara Harris Band, Carlos Arzate and the Kind Souls. This Five-Way Street is back again by popular request. And then over in the kids area at La Placita, Cinema La Placita at the historic train depot, they're showing Frozen.
Nice.
So it's worth to get out. Check that out.
Have you not seen Frozen yet?
No, I've seen it. I've seen it a couple times, and I'll be seeing it again.
Yeah, I cry
Saturday.
Like a baby when that ship goes down. Do you really have to go?
Spoiler.
You'll be fine.
Spoiler.
And what? Then if you want to...
It's right in the beginning. What are you talking? Let it go, David. Let it go.
So
yeah?
That is the amazing David Sloot, who will be talking about some other wonderful things that are coming up in downtown shortly. And if you want to find out more about any of these great parties, you can program something on the beach yourself. Just visit our website, downtowntucson.org. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. It's a lot of fun.
So if I wanted to come and have my own party on the beach, I could do that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Guess what it costs you?
Zero.
Yes.
Wow.
I just have to coordinate with you?
Just coordinate with me.
So Fred could have a little beach blanket bingo downtown Tucson?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. As long as there's no gambling or anything illegal.
No.
Gambling's not illegal.
Anything illegal. No gaming.
Oh, okay.
No gaming.
There you have it.
Well, I will be having a pool to see, to guess whether or not Jeff will be on the show again anytime in the near future.
I'll be here next week.
That sounds good.
Vote yes, ladies and gentlemen. Vote yes.
The odds are
100% that I will be back.
All right.
And go ahead. And we've got David Sloot's on the show, your old classmate from South Point Catholic High School.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ever beaten by the nuns like I was.
Okay, folks, I'm sorry. But I was rolling my eyes again.
The only reason I say that is just to get you to do that.
To roll my eyes.
To roll your eyes.
Fred. Oh,
no,
Fred.
No, I was a good boy. I was a good boy, Freddie. You were a bad boy.
Yes.
I just had light beers with the Friars.
Light beers with the Friars?
Yes.
Any Friar in particular?
No, I have no names.
Protect the innocent, shall we? Very good.
Protect the guilty.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, but okay. So anyhow, so what's going on at Club Congress, man? The Congress Hotel is getting nutty. And
we're talking about all this stuff, and summer, as everyone, we've been talking about how summer is sort of slow time as we gear for season. This has been our biggest... season. I mean, is this comparable to any season we've ever had, busy or not? Now with this the Sunlink happening and the beach park, we've exploited that a couple of times. And we're going to be using it throughout the summer. We've had these block parties where we actually close off Fifth Avenue, so it's one contiguous space. So our last party had 3,000 people at it.
Wow.
So it was just gigantic.
What party was that?
Well, we've had two. We've had the Wet Hot American party. And the Latin Tropical has passed. It's just really fun parties. Just huge, giant, excellent parties. Food trucks and a lot of two stages of music. And we make it free. So there's very little reason not to come down.
The beer is free? Is that what you're telling me?
The event is free.
Ah, so to get in is free.
The beer is very reasonably priced.
As is all the accoutrement,
right? That's right. But and as we're heading in, we're going to our biggest event, which is Hoco Fest. It's our 10th anniversary of this, and it always happens on Labor Day, and it's 4 days, two stages of music, going 4 days through 28th through the 30th, and that's our big thing. And then, of course, we're heading into season where our next big event is Born and Brewed, which is our big local brewery event. So, I mean, I'm exhausted.
Well, David, speaking of exhausted, as we were setting up for the show today, you gave me kind of the little historical tour of the place we're in here, the bar, that we're here at Club Congress. And you've been here for how long?
I've been here a lot, but I started actually on some sort of employee here since 96.
Since 1996. So can you tell us the changes that you've seen downtown? I mean, and I'm not talking about, the hub is open and these guys are here, but I mean, talk about just the psyche of the average person coming downtown.
And as a downtowner, someone who's lived this, and every year going, this year, we're going to change. This is going to be the year. This is going to be the year. I can still remember the owner here, Richard Osterrand, doing an article going, yep, with all these new art things coming out, this is going to be the year. And that was 1985.
Wow.
And this dream that this thing's actually going to happen. And then to see it now. And there it is. I walk home now. I live in the barrio down here, and I walk home and I see people from 15 to 75 just walking the streets. It's just fantastic, and it's better than Mill in Tempe, which is just they've gone down a
it's
bad
total,
commercial.
It's total
track.
Commercial, yeah.
Bad. This is neat. A lot of local businesses, a lot of neat energy. It's right now it's just a very neat sweet spot, and we hope we can manage it because it's growing at a pace that we didn't even expect to happen, and we've benefited from that here at Hotel Congress for sure.
Well, in Congress, you've changed a lot of stuff here.
Well, like you said, we've grown with it. I mean, we've been growing anyway. We've been pretty successful all along, but now we have the giant plaza, which has become almost our biggest human space. It's where people are. We have music out there. We're not talking about even getting rid of our parking lot and putting in a stage, permanent sort of garden out there, public space, and then we'd want to capture all this. We want to be the focal point, and we have an opportunity to do that. It's a great time.
Good for you guys. So any special things that you guys are planning here for Congress that is not on the website?
Well, there's this barbecue competition we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe a barbecue competition.
We have the big jazz festival coming up in January. There's a lot of new things coming around the bend that are going to be focused a lot downtown. There's a lot of people are doing a lot of neat stuff. I mean, it's fun to be a part of all this stuff down here. So.
Did you ever think it'd happen?
I was always a Pollyanna about it. I always thought it would. But when you actually see it and you realize your fake dream you've been telling everyone is actually happening,
right.
It's hard to put together, but it's really here.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Anything coming downtown that you're looking forward to? Any new company? Any new service?
Well, I can't wait till that we have a grocery store. It's on my walk home. It's fantastic. Even it'll be perfect. You know, everyone always wanted a Trader Joe's. That's a great idea, but now there's a local version, which makes it even sweeter. So that's going to be wonderful. And I still can't get into Bianchi Pizza, but I will, I guess.
They won't let you in?
Well, it's just too busy.
You're not one of those guys that shows up at the door and goes, "Do you know who I am?"
Yeah, I am, and still isn't working. So. Definitely that kind of guy.
So we still have a couple more folks to talk to.
How much time do we have left before the break, Fred?
This break is a soft break. We can take it whenever you want.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so we can take a break right now.
Sounds good. All right, so folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have the balance of the Fred and Jeff Show. So stick around.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstam here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And Jeffrey, we've been talking to the, we have the madam of downtown. I guess you could be the monsieur of downtown.
You mean you're talking about Sir Salutes a lot?
David Salutes from Hotel Congress. Now, David, we were talking about all the events coming up here at the historic Hotel Congress and some of the things that you're looking forward to as our downtown continues to pick up more and more steam. What are the big things that we might be looking forward to at Hotel Congress? I mean, obviously the events are always going to be here.
But that's what I like to talk about, though. I mean, the events are defining us now. Our two things that the two big things we like to talk about are the Hoco Fest, which is really a cool thing because we use solar power. It's a lot of great stuff, a lot of local and national. We're trying to make Tucson a music hub, and I think we've done a great job of that. And then Born and Brewed, which is another phenomenal event, which is to celebrate all our local breweries, which we started 3 years ago. It's September 19th, Friday night. And it started with six local breweries, and now we have this one finger over
right,
here.
Right, right.
he was using a different finger.
Right.
Now we have 12. We have 12 folks joining us this year. Even that part of the Tucson community is growing. So it's going to be neat. And those are two of our favorite things coming up in the near term.
And you've seen a lot of folks come into downtown, like the guys across the street, the Hub.
Yeah, the Hub.
And you guys are embracing them.
Well,
as
Hi-Fi,
well.
Hub. I mean, all this. There's no competition here. You know, the high tide is raising all the boats, and I love it. I mean, we always think we do a great job, and no one will ever beat us as far as service and hard work. So bring it on, and it's what all it's doing is bringing more people, introducing it to our business. But it looks good. I love seeing all these businesses.
And that's one of the good things about the downtown is that if you want to go to Hotel Congress, go to the Cup and have dinner, mm-hmm. and it's packed, you still
hop across the street.
You have phenomenal options all over the place.
And you know, speaking of poutine, we have the best poutine in town at Maynard's.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. It's phenomenal. Speaking of restaurant poutine, you got to try it.
Folks, earlier in the show, we were talking about Fred's love of poutine.
I just assumed everyone's still glued to this program. It hasn't changed channels.
You know what's interesting is our average listener listens for 47 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah. But after Fred talks about poutine, a couple of them turn it off.
All right. So one of the great places going, if the Cup is full over at Hotel Congress, you can always head over to the Hub and have a fabulous meal and some ice cream. But with us today is Carl, who's the beverage director over at Hub
and Playground. Yeah, absolutely.
Hub and Playground, yeah.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be part of this downtown community. And, you know, we've only been around for a few years, but we feel like we've integrated with the classic places like the Hotel Congress. And, you know, we really feel like, you know, embraced by the community, and we've tried to embrace the downtown community as much as we possibly could since then.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. So what fun things are happening at the Hub and the Playground?
I mean, we had a great event on the beach just on Friday night, but upcoming on the 23rd, we have another programming on the beach. It's a Saturday. We're going to have Holy Roll and Empire, a great local band playing for us, and DJ, so it'll be nice to take our kind of feel, slightly different from Congress's, idea of how they're actualizing the beach, do it a little bit our way. And we always have fun weekly events. Tuesday night, Cocktail Oki is kind of my baby. Craft cocktails with karaoke, a little highbrow, lowbrow.
Craft cocktails with karaoke?
It's wonderful.
When is this?
This is Tuesday evening starting at 9 p.m.
Is this every Tuesday
every
evening?
Every Tuesday evening.
Starting now, okay, I got to ask you because, you know, Fred and I are big karaoke guys.
Well, you should come down.
What's the number one requested karaoke song?
You know, you'd have to talk to our partners at Why Not Entertainment, who's actually providing sound for our beach events. But they, at
Summer Nights, Olivia Newton-John.
From my experience, it's probably
Wooly Bully.
Don't Stop Believin'.
Don't Stop Believin'?
I personally sing Tequila. I follow the Andy Kaufman school of karaoke. The fewer words, the better. And people don't really want to hear me sing anyway. We also have Love Boat, which is our bi-monthly band that comes and joins us on Sundays for what we like to call our White Tiger Yacht Club, which is wine mixed with a classic cover band of your favorite Seals and Croft and your kind of your yacht rock era, 80s and 70s, you know, kind of classic stuff.
Okay, that's it. The first person to email Fred at fredandjeff.com and writes in the subject line their favorite Seals and Croft song.
Summer Breeze.
Or Hummingbird, or, you know, or any Seals and Croft song that we can find and know that it's a real Seals and Croft song, wins a dozen roses to Mayfield's Floors. Right? Right. And what else you got going on?
Oh, there's so much. We're involved with Second Saturdays. We always have a band on our roof and our wonderful DJs that play both Friday and Saturday night. We're starting DJ Dibs on Sundays to get a little late night Sunday crowd. If you're interested in, you know, getting your weekdays started, right? I know that there's a little bit of a, you know, question when the weekend starts, but, you know, your weekdays can start off right with DJ Dibs on Sundays. And, you know, we're really, really excited about coming back for U of A football season. We're partnering with our friends at Findlay Distributing to bring some great specials for all of the U of A games at Playground.
Very cool. So you guys, we got the old kids on the block with Congress, and you guys are the new kids on the block.
And we're trying to, you know, we're trying to do our own thing. We're trying to forge our own path. You know, the Hotel Congress has done such a fantastic job, you know, really being a nightlife destination, someplace that I've come for all 10 years that I've been here in Tucson. And, you know, we're trying to forge our own path so other people can see what we're really doing. The beach parties have been so successful, and we've really enjoyed them, and our partners at Alliance Beverage and Golden Eagle have been really, really helpful in actualizing everything for us, and we really just want to give some appreciation to them.
Very cool, very cool. So we've talked entertainment, food, adult libations. Let's talk a little on the other side of the page of someone who's actually down here downtown, not doing any of that, but actually offering a service. Yes. And so, who do we got here, Fred?
Lindsay from Flash in the Past.
Yes.
How you doing,
Hi.
Lindsay?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, yeah, good. So, Flash in the Past, you guys have been around. Well, let's start. What do you guys do?
We are a pinup style photography studio specializing in 1930s through early 1960s. And we also super specialize in Gil Elvgren pinup painting reproduction photos. So if you love a Gil Elvgren painting, we can make that happen for you.
And what does that mean, we can make that happen for you?
We build props and match the costume pieces as best we can and put you in the pose so we can basically recreate a painting in with you for real life to use however you'd like.
Very cool. Now, did you guys just opened up downtown?
We just opened. Our grand opening was on Friday the 25th to coincide with the rail car opening.
The Monterey Street car?
Yes.
And is this this just an idea? You just started it?
No.
Or have you been around for a while?
We have been established since 2008 when it was just the photographer, Ramsey Borrego, who's magical and amazing. And we've gotten to a point where we had to expand. We were working out of a home in the Sam Hughes neighborhood and just outgrew it. So we had to move down here.
Now, why'd you choose downtown?
Because downtown is where happening, and it's also just more, I think it's where our crowd is, and it's also where people don't mind going for a specialty service like this.
Very cool. Very cool. And so how's business?
Excellent. We're very busy. We're entering our really, really busy season. Halloween is a big, giant holiday for us. People love doing Halloween pinups, but also gift-giving season is upon us, and ladies like to get these kinds of gifts for their significant others.
Okay, now,
so they can actually set up an appointment and have pictures taken as gifts for their significant others.
Absolutely, and you can do all kinds of stuff with it. We can put you on a flask, on a peek-a-view keychain, on a Christmas ornament. We can put you on anything.
That is awesome. Now, how do people get more information about your guys' services?
All the information is on flashinthepast.com, and we have a huge gallery. We do on-location shots. You can find booking information, all the themes we offer. I think we offer over 200 themes.
200 themes?
We have a lot of themes.
So I was on your website and I saw you've got World War II themes.
Yeah.
You've got you'd go out to Davis-Monthan?
We have access once in a while. We get very short notice. But you can be put on a list if you would love to do that. We can let you know about 3 hours in advance. It's kind of a time crunch, but we do have access to the Boneyard sometimes.
And then you've got a tiki theme.
Tiki stuff. We worked at Contiki before, but we have in-studio Tiki, Cowgirl, Betty Page theme. It's insane. We have so many, I couldn't list them all right.
That's awesome.
So I got to tell you something. I was a little bit disappointed because we were down here Saturday night.
Oh.
And you guys were closed. And there's like a group of us, and we're like, let's get a picture.
Yeah.
So what are your hours? I mean, how often are you guys open?
We are open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 6. And photo shoots are by reservation only, but we are open for retail. We sell vintage clothing and items, household items, all kinds of stuff.
So you don't do walk-in photos?
No, we don't. It takes a lot to get ready for these things. I'm the lead stylist. I do hair and makeup. It is a big chore.
So if somebody wanted to come in or wanted to make an appointment, what is the whole process there?
You would go online or just give us a call, and then we can book your reservation.
And so you pick the theme you want. What if you don't... Do you guys provide the clothing?
We provide full wardrobe. It's almost all true vintage, some reproduction. We offer sizes extra small to 3XL. Lingerie dresses, bathing suits. We have over 120 bathing suits that are all real vintage beauties.
Wow.
Some that Marilyn Monroe and Jane Mansfield wore.
Not actually wore, but the style
we
they
have
wore.
Pictures of them in them. I cannot say if that was on their body.
Oh, okay, got it. But that's very cool.
So if somebody wanted to come down here, how long would they expect to, how long does the process take?
If you book a photo shoot, generally the getting ready process, which is picking your wardrobe, hair and makeup, is about an hour-ish, sometimes a little longer. And then actual picture time, usually 20 to 30 minutes. And it depends on what package you get, but you'll have whatever items you've ordered and all that kind of stuff.
If I wanted to, like, give this as a gift to a girlfriend...
We absolutely do gift certificates.
Awesome. Perfect.
One of our hot-selling items.
All right. So give us the website one more time.
Flashinthepast.com.
Flashinthepast.com.
And we will be raffling a gift card off this Friday, August 1st at Black Cherry Burlesque's Monsoon Show. We work heavily with them since I perform with them.
So. And that's over at the Sterling Winch on 4th.
Sterling Winch Pub on 4th.
Black Cherry Burlesque. All right, great. So, folks, we got to go. Get downtown where all the good stuff's happening. We'll see you next week here on the Fred Jeff Show. Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now, an old-fashioned love. Ain't it guitar, yeah. Preach it, son.
The Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by our friends at Tucson Appliance, Unicom Graphics, and Architecture Design Group.